Details at WBLINC.org/WBLFest.
Do you love captivating stories about our planet and the people who protect it? The DC Environmental Film Festival returns to theaters throughout the metro area March 20th through the 29th. This year's lineup boasts over 50 programs featuring films from all over the world about issues from environmental justice to wildlife conservation and our oceans. Details at dceff.org. That's dceff.org.
Hello, I'm David Whetstone, and you're listening to member-supported WPFW Washington.
Growing up in the church, three queer folks got the call and came together. I'm Daffo the Flower with the God Glow Up.
I'm Jay Flower, aka the church girl gone God.
I'm Jay Barber, everybody's uncle and father. We here offering a sanctuary for queer folks.
And this is the Fellowship Hall on Inside Out, where we believe God is for everybody.
Yes, indeed. The Inside Out Collective illuminates and celebrates the rich diversity of the LGBTQIA plus experience. We are proud to be a part of the legacy of cutting edge public affairs programming on WPFW, home of Jazz and Justice Radio. Inside Out airs every Monday at 6 p.m. on 89.3 FM and WPFWFM.org. The title of this episode is Relationships. Yo, we're currently in a time where misinformation is running rampant. Our government is trying to erase trans and queer people, and our agencies for the public good are being taken over and compromised amongst many other atrocities. So we thank you for continuing to support WPFW and listening to us, where the truth is told and the community is supported. We have no corporate sponsors. All we have is you, the people. So we're so grateful for your presence here each and every day. If you'd like to chime in, call us. Call us at 202-588-0893.
All right. Welcome to our special segment on relationships. Today, we are diving into the vibrant and diverse world of love, connection, and community within the LGBTQIA plus spectrum and beyond. From the challenges faced to the beautiful stories of resilience and joy, we aim to highlight the uniqueness of relationships, whether it's the journey of coming out, the significance of chosen families, or the celebration of love in all its forms. We'll explore the multifaceted experiences that define LGBTQIA relationships. Join us as we share personal stories, insights, and uplifting messages that reflect the strength and diversity of LGBTQIA love. Stay tuned for a discussion that can empower, educate, and foster understanding and acceptance in our communities. Let's celebrate love and connection together. Before we get into the first sermonic selection, though, Jay Flower, Daffo, how y'all feeling? What's new?
What's up? I'm feeling all right. I'm feeling good. You know, yesterday was beautiful. It was actually like some humidity in the air. It was a little warm. You know, I'm feeling grateful about that. Although the time change has been continuously kicking my behind, but that's okay. I'm grateful for the sunlight. Everybody loves the sunshine. Shout out to Roy Ayers. All right, R.I.P.
My man.
Oh, yeah, he just passed recently. A lot of folks have been passing, or at least like celebrity artist culture folks. Roberta Flack passed recently. Nikki passed a couple of months ago. We lost Quincy Jones last year. So yeah, rest in peace, Roy Ayers.
Yeah, Angie Stone.
Angie Stone.
Dwayne Wiggins from Tony.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah. Wow, I didn't know that one.
Mm-hmm. Wild.
Well, I'm glad that you are keeping up with the Joneses, Daffo. Glad to hear you are well. I have a bone to pick with Jay Barber, everybody, uncle and father, who did not get a praise poem from me, even though they ordered one and did not tell me that it did not come. What's up, Jay? What's up? We have secrets in our friendship and relationships. Are we having secrets in our friendship?
Not at all. You know, busy life, sleep, rest. Yo, I just slipped past the crack.
Slept your mind. That's okay. Yes. But it's funny because so I write these poems for people, custom poems, and they give me what they are thinking about. And it takes me so many drafts. So I was going through like my papers and I was like, it was one of the early drafts for you. And I was like, Jay never hit me up. You know, most people hit me up and say, oh, I got it. Thanks. I was like, Jay never hit me up. And that's what made me reach out. But yeah, I will take care of that.
Appreciate you.
Quick, fast, and in a hurry. And in terms of how I am, I won't complain. I had a gig today that was fun, a little exhausting, but fun. It was in DC, and going back and forth to DC can be a lot back and forth because I went to DC yesterday and I was in DC Friday. I went to a gender reveal for all my folks out there who like gender reveals and baby showers and all those things. And so you had to come in either blue or pink. Blue if you were team boy, pink or if you were team girl. And I came in purple. I was like, well, why are you in purple? I was like, because I'm team either way. And I hope the baby's gay. So I know. And it was so funny because, you know, on the father's side, I'm meeting their family for the first time. So I'm just like patriarchy, all these men want in blue, blah, blah, blah. My new cousin, one of his cousins just kept laughing at me. And I really thought about it. I was with my uncles and my grandma, and I was like, I think I'm the only queer person in our family. That's not fair. This baby better be gay. Like, and then my uncle, my grandma's baby brother started saying, no, your Uncle Bo, he started naming all the queer people. And nice. I just didn't know them or don't know them. And we lost my Uncle Bo a few years ago. But it felt good to be like, I know I'm in a privileged position that my family could be like, no, it's not just you. You got other folks in the family. It's da-da-da-da-da. Cousin Susie Q from back in the day, you know. Like, well, yeah, she don't come to Christmas. So anyway.
Exactly, grateful
for my family.
Nice.
Jay, how are you?
I am good. I can't complain. Like Daffo was saying, the time change took me out last week. I couldn't get it right. Like I tried to wake up, you know, regular time, and that was failing. Like, yeah, really took me out for a minute. The weather though has been the pick me up. Been really excited about that. Oh, I went to go see Anthony Green. Remember Anthony Green who came onto the show?
Yeah.
Was it Gay Soul Food?
I went to go see it. It was tight. It was good. Yeah. He can write, yo. I really enjoy his writing and the actors. It was like a lovely, lovely situation. So I really enjoyed it.
So the premise of Soul Food is three sisters and then their mother dies. So what's the premise of Gay Soul Food?
I guess it was a gay brother, a sister, and then a surprise gay brother.
Oh, surprise.
Surprise. I'm gay. Surprise.
Was him being a brother a surprise, or was him being gay a surprise, or was it like a combo?
The gay being the main surprise and how he basically alienated the other brother because he was gay, but basically was hiding this secret. And so, yeah, the intermission was left on a cliffhanger, which made you want to get back to see what happened. You know? Then it was feeling a little, you know, like, oh, this is getting kind of long. And then it was like, oh, some more stuff happens. So you were like, you're just in it. You're in it for the ride. Anthony really knows the audience and does a really good job.
Nice. We had a good time when we went a few months ago. It was at Anacostia Playhouse again.
Yes. Nice. Yes. Yeah. Yeah, it was good.
Amazing. That's what's up. Yo, so I mean, let's go ahead and get into our sermonic selection. This one is called Love by God's Property. Oldie but goodie. Shout out to that whole God's Property CD. That whole joint is a bop. You know, all the songs, or majority of the songs, you know.
From beginning to the end. What do you mean majority? Excuse me.
You're right.
No, I would respect it if you had one that didn't hit, but I'm just like, where doesn't it hit?
No, it all hits, but some of, maybe like a couple of them I just really didn't listen to, but you know, Love was definitely one of my favorites. So right now, check it out, Love by God's Property.
And now I know
what it really means.
Your love is everlasting.
What it really means.
Thank you, Jesus.
What it really means to love.
Your love endureth forever. Thank you, Jesus.
To love.
No one can love me like you do, Jesus. Love you, Jesus.
That's love.
You hold me.
To love. Patient, patient,
and you keep me.
That's love.
Yes, you do, Jesus.
To love. Patient,
you wipe the tears. Searching for. You don't have to look any further. The love of Jesus is all you need. GP.
God's property. This is the Fellowship Hall, the sanctuary for queer folks on Inside Out. And you're listening to Jade Flower Foster, Jade Barber, and myself, Daffo the Floor on WPFW 89.3. Yo, give us a call. Tell us about love. 202-588-0893. That was Love by God's Property. So the verse and the reason why I chose it is because it reminds, of course, it likens to 1 Corinthians 13:4-8. Love is patient, love is kind, it does not envy, it does not boast, it is not proud, it does not dishonor others, it is not self-seeking, it is not easily angered, it keeps no record of wrongs. Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth. It always protects, always trusts, always hopes, always persevere. Love never fails. And this is, I feel like a lot of, you know, quote unquote Christians these days are kind of confused about what loving God and having a loving relationship with God is. Talking about the Christian nationalists and the evangelicals and all of them, like, I saw some things. It was like, you know, empathy is wrong. Empathy is a sin. I'm like, what's wrong with you people? Because the word clearly states what love is and how we should be loving God and each other. So the confusion is real, but I just wanted to hearken it back to some concrete word. You know what I'm saying? And shout out to Kirk Franklin of God's Property. This is before he was pelvic thrusting on stage and, you know, James Brown and all over the place. You know, Kirk Franklin be doing the most. Yes, child. He be pelvic thrust. Pelvic thrusting. That little pelvis be back and forth. And I'm like, sir.
Stop.
Christian music? Yes, he. I don't know if he, you know.
You know, like Jodeci, where they go, bop, 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 bop. Yo, but I do remember dancing to Stomp in the Club as a young person.
Yeah, but even when it played in the club, it's not like you was freaking or like twerking to it. You just, you know, that's the time.
Hey.
Step and catch your breath when it plays.
Exactly. I'm all for playing gospel in the club, play Stomp in the club, you know what I'm saying, in the night with you know, love from God's property.
Daffo draws the line at pelvic thrust.
Yeah.
The gospel love. Music. I think, yeah, that's a line. And I'm all about the sacred and the secular being blurred and being fluid, but that's kind of weird. That's just weird.
A little bit, you know. So he was doing a whole lot one performance. It wasn't too long ago, but he had to apologize. He was just like, you know, I just really be doing the most and I really have to calm down sometimes. I was like, you're right, Kirk. I'm glad that you realized that all of that extra is not necessary, you know. Just, you know, it's fine. Do a little dance, for the Lord. I'm not mad, but your pelvis should definitely not be thrusting.
You know what's interesting? This is a pivot or like a parallel. And listeners, y'all can't see me moving my hand, but just in case, you know, so you know you're listening to Inside Out on WPFW. And I wanted to talk or mention that, you know, maybe he's craving a secular moment and needs a secular album to express that side of himself, because Marvin Sapp, who is Never Wanna Made It. Y'all know Marvin Sapp. I'll just sing some more just because I like singing. He saw the best in me. Anyway, so that's Marvin Sapp, if you haven't heard of Marvin Sapp. Me. And he just released a secular EP, an R&B EP.
Really?
It's called like If I Was an R&B Singer. That's the name of it. Wow. And it's really not great. And it's like, that's why you were called to gospel. Because I am not, but I don't know if he had started as an R&B singer, maybe I would believe it more. But it just was weird hearing him sing about taking his girl out and, girl, I never meant to break your heart. And I was like, talking about, because the only difference really between R&B and gospel is just the subject matter at the end of the day. So I thought it was interesting. So it seems like a parallel that Marvin released a secular project. It's out now, and if anyone wants to listen on Spotify, Apple Music, and everything else, I'm not recommending it, I'm just saying it exists. And that Kirk Franklin is just out here trying to be Jodeci. So
yeah, no, Kirk Franklin should definitely explore that avenue. And it would be perfectly fine if he pelvic thrust to his R&B music. You know what I'm saying? It's fine. But
it's still weird because he's like an elder. It's just like, what are you doing? Like,
yeah.
Elders should keep their pelvic thrust in private.
I mean, should they? Because when elders, we might, you know, want to cut a little rug out in public, and then, you know,
stay on brand
that part.
So it's funny, Dadfog, you pulled up this 1 Corinthians 13, because it is the most common, most used Bible verse when it comes to love. And I wanted to ask you all, and listeners, if you're listening, call in when we talk about 1 Corinthians 13, love is patient, love is kind, it does not envy, yada yada yada. What part of that verse or that passage do you struggle the most with? Or maybe even wholeheartedly disagree? And if I could share my screen, I'm going to send a request if I could share my screen so we can all look at it together. But yeah, like sometimes the stuff in the Bible is like, nope, that ain't it. And that's fair, because the Bible is a big book. It was written a long time ago by some people who were definitely patriarchal assholes. So, you know, they all have their flaws and their humanity. So it's okay to disrupt the Bible, ask questions of the Bible, and disagree with the Bible. So I'm curious to you too, and I'll share myself as well once I figure out an answer. What parts of that idea of what love is do you struggle with or not agree with? And that's also to you, the listeners, if you're curious and you want to call in, the number is 202-588-0893. This is WPFW 89.3. And definitely call in to let us know what love means to you at 202-588-0893.
All right. Yeah. I actually look at that verse from like a more a spiritual place, not necessarily, you know, right where you are, whatever. I feel like it's more of a place of striving to, like, being patient, being like, not, what is it? Not easily
angered.
Right. And so when you think about like love or how we are supposed to be towards one another, from a higher place. Yeah, I get it. I get it. Do I live it? No, but I'm striving.
I don't believe you, Jay. You live it. What don't you live?
I mean, I just feel like it's, you know, like you have your moments, right? Like you're not living love all the time. And I feel like that's basically a place that you should strive to, right? Because I mean, supposedly all of this is supposed to be love, right? But we have corrupted it, like we corrupted everything. So it is a place to try to get to.
Okay.
Yeah, I love this verse, and I try to apply it to like all of my relationships with, you know, God, Jesus, my friends, my partner. And, you know, the hardest part, and it's not like I'm, it's not like I be taking notes, be like, oh, you done wronged me, but like it keeps no record of wrongs, right? So I'm going to be informed of how you act or how you might have offended me or how you might have done me wrong. I'm also going to be forgiving of you if you know, you come to me and like, I shouldn't have done this. I'm working on it, and you match the words with the actions. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not keeping tabs, but I feel like it's hard to keep no records of wrongs. You know what I mean? Cause it's like, I still need to protect my heart and I still need to have honor for myself, you know, and, you know, but yeah, that's the issue. That's the part I would say that I have.
I've been thinking about that in terms of like the whole idea of forgiveness, right? Cause for me, mm-hmm. forgiveness is this idea. You're not really forgiving for the other
Absolutely.
Person. You really forgive it for yourself. Cause like, you know, like, do you want to carry that around with you? You know what I'm saying? Cause I honestly feel like oftentimes
you
mad at whoever, right? And you carrying around these feelings of non-forgiveness, this, that, and the other. And that other person may have moved on. Like, it's not even a thought. So like, it's you carrying on this baggage. And so do you want to carry it? I guess, you know, Erica Badu bag lady, like you want to keep carrying that.
Yeah. Some people think that just because you forgive people, you got to be all, you know, like, oh, everything's like, just like it was before. Like you can forgive people and have boundaries and be like, you still don't belong in my life fully. I'm still holding you at an arm's distance because of, you know, what you did or how your vibe is, you know? So yeah, forgiveness isn't always like forgiving and forgetting. Maybe forgetting and forgetting that to the point where I'm just not like bitter about you but I remember, and that's why I've set this boundary here. And that's why you stay where I allow you to go and no further. You know what I'm saying? So,
yeah, I think you all are both speaking to friendships or working relationships and even maybe romantic relationships that have gone to the other side. But I think in romantic relationships, that's a really great marker of just how much you might love a person, because you do forgive and you do forget. You literally do. It'd be like, it's like, I kind of want to argue quicker just so I can forgive you quicker. Like the quicker I can just tell you that this is a problem, the quicker I can forgive you and move the F on. You know what I'm saying? Like, I think in romantic relationships, when you really, really, really love a person, and that's what we're talking about, love, you really do forget. You'd be like, oh yeah, you did play me that time. Or, oh yeah, like I didn't like the way you told your mother, my business. And then you call the person to task. And then afterwards, it's as if it never even happened. And sometimes in the best relationships, it could be 5 minutes later. And it's like, y'all are laughing and kicking, and you really don't have a record of it.
I agree.
Love does that. Love does it by itself.
I agree. But I think also when you have that, like what Dapa was saying, extended to more than just your romantic people. It could have been a family member, a cousin, somebody. You know what I'm saying? So I guess that is what we strive to be.
Yeah, because I mean, you're right, though. I have forgotten a lot because it's like we done work through it. We done bounced back. We done took accountability. And then something will come up and be like, you know what? You did do that. Oh, man. But check me out, because I'm not bitter. But that hurt back then. But gosh, look where we done come from. You hear me? Mm-hmm. So I definitely... I'm grateful you brought that point up, because that's true. Well, sometimes people, I don't know, they take the forgive and forget. Like, how I'm going to forget? Why I'm going to forget? Oh, I'm just going to get ran over. I'm going to be a doormat. Yeah, 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 yeah. But, you know.
Yeah. What I do like of this verse or this passage, when you go down to Corinthians, 1 Corinthians 13:13, of these three, faith, hope, and love, love is the greatest one. And I really like that passage. But I used to have a challenge with it because Octavia Butler has this whole book, Parable of the Sower, that talks about God is change. And then I was like, yeah, forget love. It's all about change. But that was when I was younger. But thank you all so much for participating. And callers, we are still waiting to hear from you about what you feel about love at 202-588-0893 or relationships. This is, you are listening to Fellowship Hall, a sanctuary for queer folks on Inside Out. And you are listening to Jade Barber Daffo and myself, Jade Flower, on WPFW 89.3 FM. We'll be right back after this quick station break and a sermonic selection.
Down. Love or lust? Down. All of us.
Give me a run for my money. There was nobody, no one that'd run me.
Another world premiere.
So give me a run for my money. Sipping bubbly, feeling lovely. Living lovely. She's lovely.
I wanna be with you. 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 If I'm in my mind at work, would you still?
Lovely.
Keep it 100, I'd rather you trust me than two.
Lovely.
Keep it a whole 100, don't got you, I got nothing. Hey,
I got something.
Hold up. We gon' function, hey, no assumptions. Hey, feeling like Tyson
like
with
Tyson,
it. Knock it out twice, I'm with it. Only for the night, I'm
only
kidding.
Night, I'm
only for
kidding.
Life, yeah, only for life, yeah, only for life, let's get it. Hit that shoulder lean, I know what's coming over me. Backstroke oversee, I know what you need. Already on 10, all money come in. All feeling go out, this feeling don't drought. This party won't end. If I didn't ride blade on curve, would you still? If I'm in my mind at work, would you still? Keep it 100, I'd rather you trust me than two. Keep it a whole 100, don't got you, I got nothing.
Run for my money. There was nobody. So give me a run for my money. Sipping bubbly, feeling lovely. Living lovely. She's lovely.
I wanna be with you. 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 I'm on the way. We ain't got no time to waste. Popping your gum on the way. And mine away. I don't want pressure, you none. I want your blessing today. Oh, by the way, open the door, by the way. Tell you that I'm on the way. I'm on the way. I know connection is vague. Pick up the phone for me, babe. Damn it, we jamming. That had a two from your nanny. Curving your hip from your mammy. Remember Gardena. I took the studio camera. I know Top will be mad at me. I had to do it. I want your body, your music. I bought the big one to prove it. Look what you made. Told you that I'm on the way. I'm like an exit away. Yep. If I didn't ride blade on curve, would you still? If I'm in my mind at work, would you still? Keep it 100, I'd rather you trust me than two. Keep it a whole 100, don't got you, I got nothing.
Run for my money. There was nobody, no one that'd run me. So give me a run for my money. Sipping bubbly, feeling lovely. Living lovely.
I wanna be with you, ay. I wanna be with you. I wanna be with you, ay. I wanna be with you. I wanna be with you.
Ooh.
Welcome back. That was Kendrick Lamar and one of his weakest songs he's ever made. I'm just joking. Love by some falsetto singing person and Kendrick Lamar. This is Fellowship Hall, a sanctuary for queer folks from the Inside Out Collective. Let me tell y'all, Inside Out has been around for years, about a decade, maybe more, making sure that the stories of LGBTQ people and the rights of LGBTQIA plus people are heard and fought for on WPFW, your radio source for jazz and justice. Give us a call with comments or questions at 202-588-0893. Again, that number for calls about relationships, comments, or questions is 202-588-0893. All right, y'all, let's get back to love and relationships.
All right, so what are some things? Let me ask a question. At this age and stage of life, what is your definition of a relationship? Or what makes something a relationship?
Are we talking about platonic, romantic? Because, you know, lots of relationships, you know, my friends, my students, my coworkers, you know what I mean? But I have one romantic relationship. I am monogamous, you know, so there's that. In a world full of poly, no, I'm playing. And that's fine. That is fine. You know, shout out
to a world full of polygots and polythoughts.
Polygons and, you know, that's all right. Because, I mean, God bless, because the amount of communication and, I mean, but I feel like I have great communication and I don't have to be poly, but I do respect and I do admire the lack of possessiveness or the security that people have in their poly relationships. It seems to be extraordinary, but in a what defines a romantic relationship? When two people have decided to
the birds and the bees. Daffo about to give us the birds and the bees. When two people really love one another
and have decided to face themselves first and then come together and neglecting their ego, not moving in selfishness or crassness, being compassionate and empathetic with how they discuss things, how they deal with each other, realizing how the impact of your actions may hurt or upset somebody you love, therefore you don't do these actions, or you think before you are getting an impulse, or you remove yourself from a situation, be like, I need not be here because I'm not going to risk it all. You know what I'm saying? So, I need to go, and that's okay.
Yeah, this isn't all right to me anymore.
Say again.
No, I was saying I need to go. This isn't safe.
Right. You know, you got to make up your mind. You got to make up your mind and really think about how your actions affect who you love.
I also think it's really personal, like the whole idea aspects of relationships, especially being a part of the LGBTQIA plus community. People are, you know, defining and coming up with new definitions to relationships. And what does, you know, that relationship mean? I've been hearing a lot more in terms of like platonic relationships, and can you love your platonic friends? And it's just so interesting. People have so much to add to what a relationship means and its purpose.
I'm not thinking it. Friendship, I read this book, I read like 15 pages. Like, I read enough to get it. It's called Platonic. And it's by a doctor named Marissa something. and that might not even be her name, but it's called Platonic. Totally recommend this book if you're into nonfiction books. But it's all about relationships, platonic relationships, and why they're important. And in most cases, more important than romantic relationships. They last longer. And just all this stuff. Again, I only read 15 pages or so. But one thing that was interesting is just like how society has evolved, how we relate to one another. Even the idea of your neighbor, like 100 years ago, your neighbor was your neighbor forever. Now we're in big cities and we're more transient. So your neighbor is not your neighbor necessarily forever. So you might not invest as much in them as we did as a society 100 years ago. So even a neighbor is in a very important relationship that we've kind of like let go of. So I think it's really, really cool to think about even the fact that we've asked that question and not just assume that when we talk about relationships, we only mean romantic. Excuse me. I think platonic relationships are just as important and just as loving. And I would say, especially between women, but I don't think that's fair. I think people who love each other, love each other and love each other deeply. I will say as a film presenting woman, I'm one of the bros, just so everyone knows. Low film, low, low, low film. I have a lot of, and y'all don't see me with these air quotes, as a film presenting woman, air quote, I have a lot of mass presenting good girlfriends, air quotes. I do think there is a level of, when I was younger, when I was like in my 20s, there would be like a bump between their partners, their girlfriends, or their romantic interest in me. And I'd be like, girl, I don't want you, that girl. Like, if I wanted her, I would, you know, or actually, in some cases, we tried that. That didn't work. Bless your heart, knock yourself out. And so now, just in maturity, understanding that sometimes when there is an inkling, it's kind of like when Harry met Sally, when there's an inkling of sexual attraction, or could be that there has to be a particular boundary set. And I don't know, I would love to hear y'all thoughts having film girlfriends yourself. And by film, I put that in quotation marks. Like, can you still cuddle all late at night? Can you still be like, girl, I'm so, oh, I just feel like there's certain things, certain boundaries you have to have in that, in those relationships, in a way that you don't with your bros, which is unfair because I'm a bro, but whatever.
Absolutely. That's, you know, because the boundaries are very important, you know, because that's why I'm like, you know, I'm like, maybe this place isn't safe for me. Maybe I am setting myself up to do something wild, or maybe I'm teetering on the edge of really having to pull a hard stop, you know what I'm saying? Or maybe I'm might leave room for lines to be blurred or things like that, you know what I'm saying? So you just have to be aware and make those boundaries clear, and, you know, keep yourself out of danger. Don't, you know, if you know that somebody rubbing up on you while you dancing, you know, gets you all hot and bothered you, like, you don't need to partner. You don't need to dance with somebody behind. You need to dance face to face. We're dancing face to face. Please don't turn around.
You're two-stepping. That's what we're doing.
Don't turn
my two-step friend.
Don't throw anything back on me. Okay.
You in danger, girl. Danger, girl.
Don't throw anything back. But you know what I was thinking. Like, I feel like as we were growing up, or I'm growing up, and you think of relationships and your romantic and platonic relationships, when your homie got into a relationship, you're like, oh, I'm never going to see homie again because she in a relationship, you know? And it was kind of like, I thought at one point, like, that was okay for you to like neglect your friends and just go all in to your romantic relationship. And the older that I get, I'm like, no, like you said, I've realized the importance of platonic relationships and how valuable they are along with your romantic relationship, you know, because it's like, don't just be isolating with your bae. What about me? I still love you. Where's our friend time? Why can't we hang out? Mm-hmm. What's going on in your life? Where are you? Oh, and then you break up and then you just all back in my face again. Like, wait, you know, that's it don't work like that. That's not healthy.
So but I also feel like it's a lesson in that too, though, right? Because I feel like when you are younger, you're trying to figure yourself out. And sometimes you get lost in the figuring.
True.
And I feel like, yeah, though, that those have become some conversations. I know it has happened to me. I know I've had to, like, you know, make up in friendships, like, oops, yeah. Yeah. And those are moments of growth as well. I think, yeah, when you start looking at the trajectory of a life. When I was younger, I probably couldn't see that far ahead. You know, it's all over. It's all, I don't know what I'm gonna do.
Yeah, you don't want to neglect friendships in service of a relationship, but you do want to, on the other side of that, allow people to have their honeymoon phase, you know? Because that's a real thing when you really first start locking in with someone, like,
yes,
that period is so lovely. And no, I can't come outside to play because I'm home. Grit girl, my man's coming through. Like, that's a real feeling. And don't be mad at me because you've been married for 17 years and you ain't in the honeymoon phase no more. So I'm not going to feel any shame in the honeymoon phase, but I'm not going to take it too far. Like, it's not like a neglect thing. I'm not going to let it go into that and neglect my friendships, but I definitely would allow myself and allow my friends, like, all right, girl, go ahead. Keep your feet up. Just keep them up. Keep them up. Do your thing.
Enjoy.
In about 6 months.
I'm going to need you to pull up.
I'll talk to you later. Call me after y'all first fight. You know, like, boop.
That part. Mm-hmm. And, like, deprogramming yourself from, like the relationship expectations that you grew up with. Like, okay, let's say some people who are married, they might not even live in the same house. They might have two separate bedrooms. You know what I'm saying? Like, but it's like, wait a minute. What's wrong with their relationship? Not a thing.
Mm-hmm.
Their relationship is their relationship. Relationships are different for everybody. And you don't have to shackle yourself down by the expectations of society and what you've been programmed to think that a relationship is. As long as your connection with whomever is strong, it can look however you want it to look and just be as healthy and loving and romantic and hot and sexy as you want it to be, looking how you both want it to look. So that has been a thing for me as well, deprogramming from expectations.
Nice. Mm-hmm. How do relationships impact your performance in school? What are you doing with these young people, Jay? What is this? Over here in the classroom talking about relationships.
I deal with the older side of children, so that is a big thing that is constantly, because, you know, when you're real young, it be feeling like it's forever and you don't understand and all that kind of stuff or whatever. So yeah, we've been getting into it, having some conversations, and they have a lot to say. I'm really proud of them.
Nice.
And you are what do you teach?
I have a class that's called Future Forward. I work with the young people in terms of, you know, thinking about that future, thinking about what's
out their lives. Yeah.
Yeah. We do a lot of simulations. I get them to think. We take career aptitude tests. And
okay. You know. So you're not the English teacher talking about, let's talk about relationships.
And that was separate. That the relationship talk was something separate. We have a red table talk.
Oh, that's fun.
And we had all the children, you know, kind of in a little talk about relationships and giving each other advice and asking questions. And it was pretty dope.
Nice.
Yeah.
Okay, so what is one piece of relationship advice? And Daphne, I think you already spoke on it, just about letting yourself reimagine what it means to be in a relationship and not sticking to the old things that you learned or sticking to expectations. But the question is, What piece of advice would you give your younger self when it comes to relationships? For you, Jay, since definitely.
Man, said that. There are going to be more of these. Mm-hmm. So it's not so serious. More coming down. The best thing is to, you know, focus on you, getting a better understanding of yourself, because that is the biggest relationship, and that leads into all the other relationships.
I like that. That
would be absolutely.
Did y'all grandma ever tell y'all men are like buses? Or was that just my grandma? Men are like buses, and men is the euphemism here. Men is a euphemism. I said, men are like buses, grandma. She said, if you miss one and wait 15 minutes, another one is coming. And I said, all right, grandma. You know, I date women, right? And she's like, same difference. Like, don't even worry about it. So,
grandma, there you go. Something. She was on to something.
You are on to something, Jay. Absolutely.
That part. Yeah, know yourself. Because, I mean, good grief. That's the best foundation in any relationship, knowing yourself and what you need and how you act and how you affect other people and what you need to work on. Like, is this my character? Is this my heart? Is this what I want to do? Would I like somebody to do this to me? Do I need to be in a relationship? Can I just be out here wilding out? Because I can't think about that. And that's okay. Mm-hmm. That's all right.
Yeah, it's funny. We've been talking about relationships and we have not talked about dating, which is like how you get to relationships. And I feel like people have forgotten how to do that.
Sounds like a part two.
That sounds like the sequel. Next month on Inside Out.
Sounds like a part two.
About relationships. Then we're going to talk about dating. Actually, I don't want no part in that episode. That would be my sick day. That'll be the day I call out for a favor, phone in a friend. You are listening to Inside Out Fellowship, a sanctuary for queer folks. Now, it is a safe space, y'all. Lay it on the altar. Call us now. Call us now.
Let's get into our third sermonic selection. Right here is Brownstone, If You Love Me, Taking It Back as well. And then we'll be back with our final words. Take us away, DJ.
Question that was made. I'm not looking for just Show it.
Must be, baby.
Prove it.
With the jazzy,
she said, I want a love that's based on truth, but not just dare. Okay,
nice,
just dare. I've been singing this whole episode, bro.
Straight up,
this is Jay Flower, the alto of altos. Okay. The alpha and the alto.
Yo, speaking of relationships, Asha and I are celebrating our 4-year anniversary on Friday. So shout out to that.
Happy anniversary.
Yes, shout out to that.
Thank y'all. Thank y'all. Appreciate it.
Tonight is Wicked Monday.
I'm gonna pull up on you. I'm gonna pull up on you.
Love that. Love that.
Absolutely. Yeah. So that was Brownstone. If you love me, this is the Fellowship Hall, a sanctuary for queer folks. Yo, it's been a beautiful night. I'm so grateful to
y'all.
Likewise.
I will see y'all at the move out on Sunday, the 23rd.
Saturday the 23rd.
You on your video, you said Sunday the 23rd. You said Saturday the 23rd, but the 23rd is a Sunday. So I'm not sure if it's Sunday or Saturday.
Oh, Jesus. Okay, let me fix that. Good.
But it's on Saturday.
Hold up. Now I'm confused. Don't get me all wrong. Hold on.
Yeah, the 21st is a Friday. This Friday.
Yeah, the 23rd is Sunday. Because comes Friday. Ooh, let me not say that on national radio. Like, all my friends coming to town.
No, the move out is the 23rd.
Which is Sunday. Okay. Yes. Perfect. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
All right. We'll see y'all Sunday and then see y'all Monday at Wicked Bloom and just see y'all in all the places.
Much love, y'all.
Love y'all. Peace.
Peace.
Thank you. Peace.
Sunshine. Everybody loves the sunshine. Sunshine. Everybody loves the sunshine. Sunshine. Folks get down in the sunshine.
Ooh. How do you find peace and happiness amidst all the uncertainty around us? On March 20th, the International Day of Happiness, spiritual leader Gurudev Sri Sri Ravi Shankar will be in conversation with author Arthur Brooks at the Warner Theater in Washington, D.C. for Unlocking Happiness. Practical tools to cultivate joy backed by science and timeless wisdom will be